the environment, what is missing from the report and their responses here is information on a policy for a sustainable environmental policy. So perhaps in writing you could provide that information. That would be important for us. I'd like to go back to the matter of enforced disappearances. Now, firstly, you mentioned, head of delegation, sir, that the allegations were more from NGO reports and so forth. So to prepare this dialogue, I based myself on the working group you mentioned on enforced disappearances and involuntary disappearances, which for some years has been documenting these in Pakistan. Now, I'd like to go back to the definition of enforced disappearance and what is expected from states in combating this scourge. In our practice, paragraph 58 of our General Comment 36 says that enforced disappearance is a unique and integrated act of omission that represents a grave threat to life, deprivation of liberty, and a denial of this, a dissimulation of the fate of the disappeared person, and putting this person's life in danger, and the state being responsible for this in the general comment. Now, for us, there is a criminal code we heard that dealt with this arbitrary detention, but for us, that's insufficient because it doesn't cover what I noted is a unique and act of omission. And I'd like to also clarify, as you recalled, sir, you mentioned an imperative under international law, and as our general comment says, 36, states must ensure that enforced disappearance of persons be punished by appropriate criminal sanctions to set out rapid, effective processes so that the cases of enforced disappearances be investigated in depth by impartial investigations, and that this be under a criminal justice system. Now, for the Human Rights Committee, that inquiry commission, those findings is not sufficient because it is not a tribunal, it's not a court. So my question is the same. What are the legal measures, investigations, sentences handed down in cases of enforced disappearances? Thank you.
Muchas gracias a usted.
Thank you very much, Ms. Tigruja, for your statement. We will now hear the next speaker, Ms. Cran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair.